This is the same guy who says elsewhere, I have thrown everything away for the sake of the gospel. I count nothing of my own privilege as being important except for the gospel. We know Paul. We know he would willingly go to jail, make tents for a living, endure shipwreck and abandonment and brutal public beatings. We know Paul is a man who did not stand and claim privileges for himself. But here he is standing in court and defending himself. Why? Because Paul understands that his liberty to preach the gospel is itself a gospel issue. If the Roman Empire is able to assert its lordship over the conscience, the empire has become a god. When Paul says to the government, I am going to appeal all the way up the chain here in my own defense, he knows he's not looking for a favor from Uncle Nero. He's advocating on behalf of divine right of the gospel. We're not the empire's chaplains. There's an important lesson in this for all of us. When Christians say to their government that they must live freely and exercise their beliefs freely, and that everybody else in the country ought to exercise their beliefs and their consciences freely, they're not asking for a favor from the government. The church isn't a business in need of a bailout. Rather, the church is just asserting what is true. On the day of judgment, when the hearts of all mankind are weighed, the United States Congress will not be sitting on the judges' panel. Human government has no jurisdiction over the souls of mankind. By using